Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy Saturday morning, my friends. 1 week after we celebrated the birth of our nation. Kidney disease, preventing it and reversing it with stem cell therapy. Now, I said kidney disease, but I don't really mean kidney disease. I mean anyone that has an interest in the kidney, which is all of you. Why? Because in that wide range of organ function, from the time you're just a toddler to the time you're geriatric, from age 2 to age 90, that kidney is in a wide range of function. So when someone talks about kidney disease, preventing it and reversing it with stem cell therapy, exciting topic, extra relevant for you if you're suffering from some version of kidney disease. But the point is, we all are suffering to some extent from kidney disease. Only we don't call it disease, we call it degeneration. We are all degenerating. That's what we call the natural aging process, which of course your interest is in slowing down and maintaining at a very low pace. So you see, you've got to understand the kidney on two levels. Any organ I discuss on this show, you have to understand on two levels. Level one is, even if you don't have the disease, what's the function over the decades? And because you're being told you're fine is absolute nonsense. You got to understand, medical doctors, hospitals, managed health care only has the time to take care of you when it's too late or when it's imminent, when it's an absolute tragedy in the making. And we thank everyone for that. No two ways about it. But the point, of course, is long before that, when you're 20, when you're 30, when you're 40, what's the rate at which the collective organ systems are degenerating, becoming less efficient? And what are the signs and signals and things to do about it so you never end up in ER? And that's the point. So kidney disease, preventing it and reversing it with stem cell therapy, we want to stretch that out, point one, to understanding that before the disease, what's the level of degeneration? Number two, the second point, you have to understand this. Are we talking about the kidney or the energetic kidney? Are we talking about the liver or the energetic liver? Are we talking about the heart or the energetic heart? There's a huge difference between the two, and that's why if you don't have disease, because your kidney's okay, what about your energetic kidney? The kidney refluxes. It refluxes to the ear. The kidney reflexes, or is part of what we call your bones. Kidney is your joints. Kidney is your psoas muscle. Kidney is the color black. Kidney doesn't like cold. Kidney is the element water. Now that's an energetic perspective. That's a Chinese medical perspective. That's an Ayurvedic perspective. That's reminiscent of a medicine that Galen of Rome and Hippocrates of Greece, Avicenna of the Middle East, Lindquist of Sweden, or Norway, excuse me. The energetic kidney and full flower of its meaning were common to the traditions of many, many medicines dating way back, long before even the time of Christ. So two things, when we talk about organ on this show, and we say heart disease, and we say kidney disease, and we say liver disease, and we say cancer, and we say Crohn's disease, and we say autoimmune disease, and you don't have that disease because the guy at Kaiser said you're fine. We're not talking about the disease per se as much as the energetic angle, which is where is your kidney function at 60 compared to when you were 20. This is the way we all have to think. The collective you is an assemblage of all of these organs. And if we were to call all of your organs, and this is really what a physical exam is, if we were to call all of your organs to the boardroom to sit down and present their status under some sort of a framework through which we had quality control of your organs were assessed long before you ever got sick, you'd never have a sick day. And that's the way God intended it. Of course, this is not happening. So that's the point. One, the wide range of organ function as opposed to do you have the disease or don't you? And two, understanding that your organs are energetic entities. They're holograms. That's the easy part. Okay, wonderful. Now, last week we did a show on the enteric nervous system. We talked about the small intestine. So I'm going to give you an example here. Go, if you're new to the show, of course, you're on my website, hopefully, straighttalk.cc. That's not .com. That's Straight Talk with two T's. In case you didn't know, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Yes, I am pursuing higher degrees while trying to help others who are in bad places with bad problems, who have grave health concerns. If you're one of them, well, you need the show. You need what now? My 216 shows. That's 216. We're in our fourth year. 216 shows. If you can get these, I have people throughout the world listening to these shows. And without even talking to me, knowing what I look like, knowing anything, never having seen Los Angeles, they're healing because they're listening. I'll tell you one thing all these people have in common, and there aren't enough of them. I'm not one of these bozos that's on the air screaming about the millions of healings, because those are lies. You see, it's one thing to help a symptom. It's another thing to mediate someone to where their disease is gone. Those are two different things. And yet I've seen people from all over the world at this point after 3.5-4 years. I've seen them actually listen to these shows and really take them to heart, really do something with them. Try to understand how to weave the web out of 216 shows and activate. And that's what I encourage you to do. I truly encourage you to do that, because this is the stuff. This is the stuff that really is your cutting edge. You're not getting this talking to your vitamin therapist at Whole Foods or your average nutritionist. We're locked into this give you the herb for the symptom routine, and we got to take it to another level. So take it to another level with me. Picture number one. This is from last week. That's the inside of the small intestine. The inside of the small intestine. Those are intestinal villi. Check the next last show last week if this isn't clear. The point is, picture number two. Go to picture number two. That's one of gazillions. Gazillions of villi. That's an individual one. That has a range of function, and depending on that range of function is what you call optimal, suboptimal, or horrid digestion. Anything from I eat it, it disappears, I feel God when I eat my meals, all the way to I'm going to have my bowel resected because I have advanced severe suppurative Crohn's or colitis. And this is what I mean. The energetic small intestine, today's show is about kidney, but the energetic small intestine is the wide pendulum of function of that little stinker over there, one of 20 trillion or 20 gazillion trillion or who knows and who's counting. Now, we're going to apply this to the kidney today. So the small intestine has a wide range of function. So does the kidney. Let's meet the kidney. Go to picture number 5. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, straighttalk.cc. Get on my website if it's appropriate. There's the kidney, picture number 5, the right kidney. You know, in boxing, when the boxers clench and they keep slamming each other in the kidney, there's a good reason. That picture that you're looking at there where you see the word right kidney, that kidney right there is covered by nothing but a thin layer of connective tissue. That's why you punch someone there or stab someone there or kick someone there, because that kidney will hemorrhage and you'll be severely wounded. So warriors know that point. Of course, so do healers. If the connective tissue sheath at that point is very, very small, very thin, that's a great place to press acupressure. That's a great place to insert a needle, acupuncture. You can heal it or you can kill it. Right? On one side of the martial artist is the healer. On one side of the healer is the warrior. So there's a picture. That's about where that kidney is. If you're not particularly, some people say sometimes, where are my kidneys? They think they're up by their ears or something. Now let's take a look at that picture through the back and change now to that picture through the front. Go to picture number 7. Very relevant picture. Yes, we're just going to do a couple of basic anatomy and physiology. Those of you, doctors, so on and so forth, listening, technical people, bear with me here. I've got an audience that's, well, some of them don't know this stuff. Picture number 7. There's two little kidneys there. I don't know, they're about 3 inches big, 3 inches long. They're small. Kidneys are much smaller than you think they are. The amount of blood they filter in a day relative to their size would blow your mind. When a kidney's only about 3 inches long, I forget the stats. It's tiny. You look at it and you go, how could those two little things do all of that? I mean, they're bigger than kidney beans, but really not that much. They sit in front of the muscle, the psoas muscle. Check my shows out on the psoas. Anytime you get you tech guys out there, any anterior displacement of the psoas muscle will crush the kidney. When you gain weight, you will crush the kidney. When you gain weight, the visceral fat inside the kidney. Kidney is an organ that loves fat. The kidney's soaking in fat. And when you get fat, the fat of the kidney gets fatter, which means the fat-soluble poisons leak into the kidney at an accelerated rate when there's more fat there, because there's more toxin to bind. In other words, the kidney, in that it's in a fatty sheath. Okay, what am I talking about? Let's do this. Just quick, do a quickie over to picture number 9. Look at picture number 9. Picture number 9. On the right side, it's an internal gross anatomy of kidneys. The picture on the right side, you see the yellow in that picture? That's all fat. That's renal fat. One of these pictures says renal fat, not this one. But just look at that yellow fat. That yellow fat, well, that's a diagram. But that yellow fat can grow 50 times. The whole kidney can just be dying in fat. Your fat, the fat not on your belly, but with the belly fat comes the renal fat. And where does DDT? One of my staff, my office manager the other day, gave me an incredible poster. I'm going to put it up. Just an astounding poster. I am telling you this. I'll put the poster up. You have to see the poster. It's back before they thought DDT was bad. I mean, they were telling you to just about shave in it. They were telling you to use it as perfume. Before DDT was really understood as the horrid poison that it was, to be replaced by a bunch of other horrid poisons, they were just about telling you to drink it. Unbelievable. Now, where do you think all that stuff lives? It goes and gets, it's fat soluble, it gets soaked up in the fat. It should be leaving the body through the liver, but your bile ducts are clogged because you've been eating Captain Crunch for breakfast, and you're left with what? No way to get the pesticide out of the blood, so where does it go? The fat. What fat? The organ fat. What organ has most of the fat? Well, the kidney's got a lot. This is important. Meet your kidney. Let's keep talking kidney. So back to picture 7. In front of the psoas, which displaces anteriorly, is the kidney. Okay, you're getting to know your kidney. Now let's look at picture 6. There, picture 6. Great picture. kidney. On top of the kidney are the adrenals. There's no such thing as kidney problems without adrenal problems. And there's no such thing as adrenal problems without kidney problems. Why are they? They're just sitting on top of there, minding their own business, not talking to each other. You know, I was in the office of a rather well-known nephrologist yesterday, talking kidney, representing a client of mine. And that client had an issue with kidney, a serious issue. So talking to the nephrologist, it was the second one we've parlayed with. And, of course, you bring up the adrenal to a nephrologist and he looks at you stupid. And this just knocks me off my chair every single time. How can you run a department in a major hospital, know everything there is to know about the kidney, talk with genius-level specificity, and the minute you talk adrenal gland as it relates to the kidney, case in point, if the adrenals are exhausted, isn't that going to accelerate the rate of degeneration of the kidney? And don't we have signs here, multiple signs of adrenal exhaustion, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, you say this to an advanced nephrologist with 20 years under his belt, and he looks at you blank. And I'm not talking Kaiser, because that's what you'd expect them to kind of look at you blank. Unbelievable. Where have our brains gone? Down the tubes with computers. Credentials, technological sophistication does not mean you can think yourself outside of a box or a paper bag. And this, you have to remember this. You have to depend. I implore you to depend on your common sense. Doesn't matter what you do for a living. You dig ditches, you drive a truck, you clean toilets. It doesn't matter. Trust your common sense in the trenches. And ladies, don't let the men in white dominate your intuitive faculty. If you think something, say it. And don't buckle when they look at you like you're stupid. You see, that's the patriarchy destroying the matriarchy. Don't do that. Common sense is really, really the source of all great science. Common sense. In the end, it's a crapshoot. You're shooting dice in a back alley. That's what really science is at the bottom of it. Now, we hide that under all the muck and mire of omnipotence, but the bottom line is science is really using your common sense. Any great scientist will agree with me, and all the mediocre ones will argue. Mediocre science, which is most of what you get, and definitely most of what you get in the hospitals, unfortunately. Mediocre science hides itself with all sorts of condescension. You walk into a doctor's office, you're sitting there in a treatment room, standing on your head, discussing a case. The doctor hasn't even looked at your files. They don't know what they're even talking about until half an hour through. And just as you're finishing that half an hour, where they're getting through your files, the visit's up. Yes, I'm tangential today. I should be. I spent yesterday afternoon with a nephrologist, a great nephrologist. But you could see the big holes in the game here. Picture number 6. Look at all this gray stuff, that gray stringy stuff. Those are the nerves. The yellow thing, that's the adrenals, on top of the kidney, next to the psoas. All right, you got it? Those little things the arrows are pointing to, those are your chakras, you new age people out there. Those little gray beams are chakras. Those are your nerve plexuses. That's the celiac ganglion. That's the superior mesenteric ganglion. Those ganglions are little beads of nerve intersections, commonly referred to as the chakras in esoteric medicine. But the point is, those integers are part of the autonomic nervous system. You see how those little strands are connecting right into the adrenals? You see that? That artist depicted that purposely. Look at those gray lines going into that yellow adrenal gland. Why? You can't separate nerve flow from organ function. Nerve flow and organ function are critical. So you got to look at that interface to understand the kidney. Your kidney. Because it's diseased? No. Because you want to keep it healthy? Yes. There you go. All right. I feel it. I feel you. You're getting this. All right. Good. So that's about it. That's the kidney. That's the macro view of the kidney. Now let's go on to the inside and then get on to the show. Picture number 9 here, gross internal anatomy of the kidneys. The kidney divided into two pieces, its outer shell, the cortex, its inner shell, the medulla. I mean, fascinating. Biopsies done generally often in the medulla when it should be in the cortex. I mean, so many botch-ups with biopsy. If you're getting biopsies and the biopsier doesn't know what to biopsy and the lab doesn't know what to do, you know, may God help you. You really have to go to labs where the pathology departments are outstanding. Because this is what your medical doctor is using as the basis for prognosis. And if you don't get that biopsy straight, it can confuse the doctor for the whole 1, 2, 3 year span of treatment for your organ that might be failing or sick. So you really got to watch it with your biopsies. Kidneys divided into an outer shell, that's the cortex, and an inner shell called the medulla. On that right there, this is picture number 9, you see that artery going in, and you see that vein? Well, the artery's bringing blood in, and the vein is draining. Done. All right, that's picture 9, cortex and medulla. Of course, what's happening? The artery is taking in the blood, and the kidney is going to take a lot of stuff out of the blood. One example is creatinine. Another example is uric acid. Two things the kidney captures from the blood is creatinine and uric acid. If it doesn't, those two chemicals, creatinine, not creatine phosphate, which helps with muscle metabolism, but I'm talking creatinine. And the other one is uric acid. The third one is urea. And when these build up in the blood, the kidney filters them out. The artery brings this stuff in, the kidney captures it, and takes it out. When you get into renal failure, the kidney stops doing this. Now, the kidney takes certain stuff out, but the kidney also doesn't take certain stuff out. Suppose the kidney was taking out all the sugar in your blood. Suppose the kidney was taking out all the sugar. Well, that would be ridiculous. The kidney doesn't take out sugar. Unless you've overloaded the blood with so much, it spills into the kidney. And we call that high blood sugar or potentially diabetes. But the point is the kidney doesn't take out sugar. The kidney doesn't take out protein. If you eat a big steak, should that steak get urinated out? No. The kidney will keep the protein in the blood. Albumin is a protein made by the liver off the protein you eat. And albumin is vital. Without albumin, you get edema. Without albumin, you start to bloat in the stomach and you get ascites. Won't get into it, but albumin's critical. Yes, the albumin from egg white is albumin, exactly. And that albumin, if that albumin level goes too low, that's trouble. Sometimes it gets too low because the kidney's failing and it's taking out the albumin. So the kidney keeps stuff in and it takes stuff out. That balance of trade, that knowledge that the kidney's got to have to know what to keep in and what to take out, well, we evolved with that knowledge. Now, first point of the show. This has been a warm-up. This is just jabs. Here's the first knockout. Just like we say, the intestinal villi is where it's all at in the intestine. In the kidney, the glomerulus is one big place where it all happens. It's called the glomerulus. Go to picture number 10. Go to picture 10. Do you see number 5? This is picture number 10. There's a picture. It's labeled 1, 2, 5, 6. Look at what 5 is pointing to. That's an artery. That's a renal artery. Now trace that artery to where it says 2. Now keep tracing that artery, and then when you're all the way to the exterior, to the edge of that picture, the edge of picture number 10, the edge of picture number 10, you see those red little blood vessels just at the edge of the cortex, right there. That's the adrenal cortex. That red started out as that big artery, and guess what? That's where something called the glomerulus lives. Glomerulus. The intestinal villi is like the glomerulus. When you think of your health and you want the physical exam of your dreams, you take an electron microscope, you go in and you look at the villi. You take an electron microscope, you go in there and you look at the glomerulus, because that's where the action is. That's where much disease begins. And that's where, before you get the disease, you're already starting to have less efficiency. You have an interest in health, then you have an interest in the efficiency of the glomerulus of the kidney long before you ever have a symptom. And long before you ever have a symptom, that glomerulus will be screaming at you. And the best part of it is there's ways to detect this. There's ways to detect it. There's ways to prevent it. And the body's got mechanisms that you can enhance to heal when it's healable, when it's very reversible. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. If you haven't heard shows like this, it's because there aren't any. There are very few. This is about as cutting edge as there is in America. But it asks you to take the time to understand it. Lots of people love this show. Lots of people can't listen to it. I listen to it all. And if you can't listen to it, it's because you don't want to get in there and dig underneath the surface. You don't get it yet. You don't get how much more you're going to spend, and you don't get how much more you're going to suffer if you don't just take a little time. It's not a lot of time. It's a little time. But you see, we fed you a lie. That lie is sit back, relax, take the drug, take the herb, take the adjustment, just receive. And every doctor knows this is not the case. And I'm not the only doctor that feels this way. But we're all, well, we don't like to tell our clients this because people don't want to do it. They don't want to really engage because they're busy. And we have to take a look at this more now than ever because our healthcare system just went into the toilet. I pray this idiotic act will be repealed in our next presidency. There's no MD out there with half a brain that would disagree with that statement. A managed care system like this, it is already creating havoc. So it's up to you more than ever. And that's what was so relevant last week about our 4th of July show. You have to get more involved because that is your solution. Your solution is to get more involved. Your solution is to not be politically correct. We have a nation of people who are afraid to be anything but politically correct. And those days are ending. You have to make a strong stance. You see this with vaccines. You see this with a managed healthcare system now that just took another jump lower into the toilet. And across the board, you're going to see this. You're going to see genetic profiling. You're going to see a lot of things. Any moral man is obliged to go into an understanding of his body because we have systems in there. We're going to explain that today in a moment. That can repair damaged tissue. Those systems are already at work. When you exhaust those systems because you don't feed those systems, then you go down. So get educated, the point. Picture number 10 in the periphery there, the cortex, those red vessels have a unit called the glomerulus. In the glomerulus, well, go to picture number 13. Go to picture number 13. That's a normal glomerulus. Picture number 13 is a normal glomerulus. The glomerulus is where the artery exchanges to the kidney. It's where the creatinine filters through. It's where the uric acid filters through. It's where the urea filters through. It's where the various impurities that are water soluble, the things that don't belong in your kidney, in your blood, filter out through your urine. If it's water soluble, the glomerulus will pick it up. Now, that glomerulus is interesting because it's a bunch of podocytes. It's a bunch of things that look like this. Go to picture 15. Now, what are we looking at? In picture number 15, that big thing in the center that's got all those tentacles. That is called a podocyte, P-O-D-O-C-Y-T-E. I'm sure I've got one of these pictures here that says the word podocyte. Shame on me if I omitted to do that. But point is, that is a podocyte. The glomerulus is a bunch of these podocytes. The glomerulus is a bunch of these podocytes. Now, what you want to look at are all those tentacles. You can see the arms. You can see the arms on those podocytes. Now, those arms, where they all meet, kind of in the center there with that big center, that is the body of the podocyte. That's the body of it. And if you look at the structure there, this is picture now, right? You're on picture. You don't have a headache yet. This is picture number 15. And there's that big tentacle-like thing. That's a podocyte. P-O-D-O-C-Y-T-E. But it's a facing, it's brushing, it's integrated into that those other structures there. You know what those other structures are? Arteries. That's the glomerulus. Those glomerular arteries, those tiny little micro arteries, are kissing. They're wrapped around, they're spooning. Your kidney, your nephron, your glomerulus is a podocyte spooning with a bunch of micro arteries. Everybody's integrated into everything, and that's where the exchange is occurring. Now, this is like the villus of the kidney. This is like the villi of the small intestine, excuse me. This is where the action is. Now, how efficient is that filtration? How efficient is it? And if it's not efficient, how inflamed is that area? Those cells that we call a podocyte. Do they have integrity or are they breaking down? Those arteries there, are they breaking down? And this is the whole thing. When you have high oxidative stress, when you have emotional stress, when you have immune imbalances, when you have adrenal exhaustion, when you have high blood pressure, when you have high blood sugar, when your kidney's just working too hard, when you're nutritionally deficient, when you're not getting enough sleep, when you're in the totality of everything, working that kidney too hard, that interchange between the podocyte and those little micro arteries, that exchange gets inefficient. And stuff that's supposed to come out doesn't, and stuff that's supposed to stay in doesn't. So you can get leaky. You can leak protein. You can leak other things that you need. But you can also fail to get out uric acid, creatinine, fast enough. And all this is going down at this interface between the podocyte and those little arteries there. So what happens? What happens is people start to scar up in that area. The podocytes start to die, and they die in stages. For instance, again, you're at picture 15. You're looking at those tentacles off the podocyte. Sometimes those tentacles disappear, but the body's still there. Sometimes those tentacles fuse with other tentacles. And there's all these different stages. I want you to get this. You need to get this. This is worth the whole price of tea in China. This is the whole thing. When you get a biopsy and they tell you you have kidney disease, the pathologist can be making the statement on the basis of a lot of little detailed findings that he may or may not be writing down, that the MD may or may not, that the nephrologist may or may not care about. That is a medical disaster. Specificity within the pathology report. What the biopsy saying, and was the biopsy done correctly? These things are critical. to how the doctor, if the doctor's using his brains, are going to manage your case. Case in point, if you're having issues and you've been told you've got any one of a million types of kidney problems, and we go in and we look at the glomeruli, we go and we look at the podocyte, and we look at it and we don't see the feet, that's one level of problem. If we don't see the podocyte at all, that's another level of problem. If the feet are touching each other, so they become big feet, big tentacles, instead of millions of little ones, that's another level of decay. And lots of those things are reversible. They are reversible. They are reversible if you read the pathology, if you read the science, they're reversible. You're not going to be told that. Why? Because we have a model now that says once you have enough of those danger signs, you have a progressive degenerative disease when you don't. But you do if you do nothing. If you go back to doing the same junk that you did to get it in the first place, then you're going to go all the way to the great disaster, which is a renal transplant, if you can even get one. And I got news for you, and I'm not going to be politically correct. If you are over the age of 75, you are given up for dead. Go find someone to argue this. They can argue it with me all day. I don't want to hear it. I see it every single day. That's why you have your kids in there with you. You have your family in there with you. You have your friends in there with you. You let your doctors know. And it's not the doctors. It's the system. It is not the doctors. Medical doctors are good people who do want to do the right thing. But they are under the disease of this system as much as anybody. As much as you, they are enslaved to it. I talk to these guys. Talking to a doctor at the top of his game when he's 70 compared to talking to a 40-year-old doctor today, it's like two different people. One of them is a master. The other one is a tech. We're producing technicians today, not medical doctors. And it's not the people. It's the system. So you've got to let your doctors know you have family. Because then they start to take a more of a personal interest and you start getting treated like somebody that's got connections. So if there's going to be hell to pay, it's not just you at 75 by yourself, all 100 pounds of your woman in there talking to a doctor. It's an entire lineage that doctor has to face if mistakes are going to be made and if negligence is at hand. And this is how you finesse this with your doctors. It's very important to be represented. It's almost like going to court. I am sorry to say, it's almost like being in a courtroom today. And that's the system, not the people. So here's the thing. At a certain point, they look at all these different dimensions in the kidney, looking at the podocyte. They look at all these different dimensions. Is the podocyte even there? How many are gone? Are these little tentacles, are they missing? Are they just shortened? Have they fused with each other? And they clump it all into one big name and one big therapy. And you do not get focal therapy. And there are a lot of medical doctors now creating programs to try to get more contoured therapy to people. And we have to do this. Otherwise, you're getting the generalized therapy that, in a sense, overlooks the specificities of the biopsy that you're getting. All right. Now you do have a headache. Don't have a headache. This is all optimism here. Because it's empowering you to understand. And that's optimism. This is a voice of optimism on the other end here. The podocyte has tentacles. It spoons with, it integrates into all those micro arteries. If you inflame it for all the reasons and other reasons stated, you're going to start having trouble. Now, once you have damage, once you have scarring, once you have breakdown, your body will start to deliver, if you help it deliver, your body will start to deliver stem cells. Now, we gave Sir John Gurdon, G-U-R-D-O-N, and a Japanese Mozart that I can't remember the name of. They were both awarded the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2012 for taking not fetuses, but taking skin cells. That's right, the cells on your skin, and turning them into stem cells. A stem cell is a cell that can be targeted to an organ that's degenerated and give you a complete healing. it will grow new tissue. And a stem cell, in that it's pluripotent, maybe omnipotent, but most likely pluripotent, can be sent to the organ that's degenerating, and it can build new organ tissue. So if your podocytes are all gone, and you put some stem cells in there, you'll grow new podocytes. That's the genius of it. Now, we gave the 2012 Nobel Prize to these two guys for doing it synthetically, artificially. But here's the thing. Your body does it. Your body has a stem cell reserve if you initiate it. And this is the point. You have to initiate it. If you don't initiate it, it doesn't work so well. The question is, in the lineage of health, in the lineage of healing, in the tradition of ancient medicine, in the tradition of the miracle, of course, there's no place for miracles. Do you know how many times I've heard medical doctors say, this is a miracle? Think about it. For a tradition, allopathic medicine, that really has no place for miracles, how many times do doctors say, this is a miracle? It's a miracle. I just heard it the other day with someone with cancer who was told, you will die. With someone with cancer, multiple myeloma, who was told, you will die, you're too old to get a bone marrow transplant, was told by her medical doctors, the best that money could buy, that she could not get a bone marrow transplant and that she would die. Get a bone marrow transplant under our supervision. Get this bone marrow transplant. The next day, showing response on the equivalent of what you would have expected from a 20-year-old, and she was 70. And the doctors just kick back and go, it's a modern-day medical miracle. We have no way to explain it. Of course you do. But you won't get it if you overlook these systems. Your body delivers stem cells. So go to picture number 20. Let's use our common sense. Let's use common sense here. Stem cells. Okay, picture 20. What is a stem cell? Stem cell is a cell, picture 20, that can self-replicate and differentiate into different masses. It can become cartilage, bone, fat. It can become a lot of things. It can become a new liver. It can become a new brain. It can become a new kidney. Now, here's the point. All kidneys have stem cells in it already. There are stem cells in the kidney already, and those stem cells do repair the kidney. Now, there are not a lot of stem cells in the kidney, just like there are not a lot in the heart. They're there when prompted. In other words, when your kidney's damaged, when your heart is damaged, when your brain is damaged, the stem cell that's already there, the adult organ stem cell that's already latent in your organ, starts working, and you grow new tissue. The question is, can you grow it fast enough to compete with the destruction? And this is the issue then when you're degenerating. The factors that degenerate you are exceeding the factors that regenerate you. You get that? Yes, you do. Yes, you can understand. No, this is not too complicated because this is common sense. What's breaking you down is bigger than the God-given systems put there inherent in your kidney et al. To regenerate you. Now here's the genius of this. The body's got a backup supply of stem cells. It's in the bone marrow. Well, that's where we get our stem cells from. Bone marrow derived stem cells. And we turn this into one big scientific experiment costing hundreds and thousands of dollars when the body's already doing it. The body recruits stem cells from the marrow. Now, I'm going to stop here just for a second, go to the top of the picture, click to view the full article, Stem Cells of Kidney. Just take a look at this article. Stem Cells of Kidney. Just take a look at this article. Just click it, take a look at it. It'll come up in a minute, or a minute and a half, or there you go. Now, go to picture one. I want you to just take a moment, and then we'll go back to the pictures. Depletion of podocytes, common to glomerular diseases, plays a role in the pathogenesis of glomerulosclerosis. That's where the asterisk is under the abstract. That means your glomeruli, your podocytes, are all scarred up. Whether podocyte injury in adulthood can be repaired has not been established. Well, that's the present question. However, here we demonstrate, reading on, that progenitors of a population exhibit heterogeneous potentials for differentiation and regeneration. And this is going to go on to talk to you about the fact that, yes, due to inherent mechanisms that are in everybody's kidneys, you have stem cells that regenerate dying kidney tissue, meaning regenerate podocytes or tubular cells. Now, here is the knockout punch. Well, go to the bottom. However, bottom of that first page, converging evidence suggests that podocyte depletion, secondary to toxic, genetic, immune, infectious, oxidant, metabolic, hemodynamic, and other mechanisms, is a common determining factor that can result in a broad spectrum of clinical problems. Okay, so they're just giving you the different reasons you lose your kidneys or you deplete kidney function. Now, here's the knockout punch. Next page, just keep scrolling. The miracle is here. This is what I love. It's what I love about science. It's what I love to share with you. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to get this. A potential mechanism for podocyte replacement might be stem cell migration from the bone marrow, as described in some models. Are you kidding me? Might be stem cell migration from the bone marrow. Are you kidding me? I put and check my shows on heart another bunch of articles talking about the exact same thing. Stem cell migration from the bone marrow. It's everywhere in the science. It's everywhere. And the reason it's not studied anymore is because if, in fact, we have a natural mechanism that sends stem cells from the bone marrow to the diseased organs, what are we going to do with that, gentlemen? How are we going to turn that into a corporation? How are we going to ask the National Institute for Health for more money? How are we going to get the pharmaceutical companies interested in this? When all it would potentially mean is the question, which is, how could we intensify this stem cell migration from the bone marrow? What could we do? You're in an area where no one's going to get paid to do this. So it gets buried. And this is my point to you. The miracle of science, inextricably bound to the miracle of the divine, is in the literature. We're staring at it all the time and then simply overlooking it because you can't make a buck on it. And there's a second reason. Initiating stem cell from the bone marrow. Well, you want to get a load on that? Get a load on this. If you're going to regenerate podocytes, look at picture number 24. Stem cell 100, regrain youth, astragalus, pine bark, the best, of course, money can buy, schizandra, hishuwu, camellia sinensis. Yeah, how many of you are throwing up right now? I hope you're throwing up. I hope you just threw up your breakfast. You see, that's the lie. I put it there to trap you. Because that's the lie. And it's not that this stuff might not be good for you. These are wonderful herbs these companies put together. Wonderful herbs. The implication is dangerous. You don't stuff down astragalus, pine bark, schizandra, hishuwu. You don't stuff it down your mouth and just watch the miracle. It does not work that way. You use the herb. Do not say to me that I have anything against what this company is claiming here. Don't say that to me. It's the context in which it's expressed. It's the context in which you understand it that you have to check yourself with, or you're going to be terribly disappointed. And the reason I'm so emphatic about this is it destroys the herbal garden. It destroys the potential use of herbs. Because when science looks at this, they take people who are fat, who are sedentary, who are filled with negative emotion, who don't eat right, who simply do everything wrong, and they take these people in some double-controlled, blind placebo, blah, blah, blah study, and they stuff these things down their throat. If they're even checked for the purity of the herb, I would wonder. But they stuff these things down your throat. They run a study, and they say, of the 100 people we gave this to for 10 years. We didn't notice that the telomeres lengthened on the chromosomes, so the research is still outstanding. That's what they do, and they miss the point. Herbs are critical. Buy herbs. Buy herbs. Buy good herbs. Premier Research Labs, Tea Garden, Schultz. These people sell good stuff. These doctors are sincere about the production of their herbs, unlike lots of other companies. Buy them. But understand, if you put them in a body that's not taking care of the basics, they will not get you there. They will not deliver the promise because they can never compete. You don't sleep, your blood sugar's high, your emotions are negative, you don't exercise, you don't stretch, you don't do these things as the art form that they are. And you cannot counterbalance. No herb can counterbalance effectively. You're putting out a forest fire with a water gun. Because there's a rationale that says, well, listen, it's better than nothing, right? I got to challenge that one. I got to challenge it. It's better than nothing, right? Well, I'll tell you what. If your house is burning down and you run to the drugstore and get a water pistol and start spraying water on your house as it burns down, and the fire department looks at you like you're an idiot, and you turn around and say, well, it's better than nothing. Well, what does that make you? Now, that's what you have to think about when you're taking herbs blindly. When you're looking at something like stem cells or the potential to repair an organ, and you're purely depending on an herb, you're making that mistake. Now, this is a guy, and this is a group of people who don't make that mistake. Go to picture number 27. Iron shirt qigong, revitalize your bone marrow. Channeling energy to strengthen your bones. That's Mantak Chia's work. Look at picture number 28. There's Mantak Chia. Iron shirt qigong, bone marrow qigong. Look at this one. Picture number 31. Look at that. That's a Shaolin monk. I assure you, as this man ages, what is he, in his late 20s, 30s? Who knows? He could be 60. These guys do amazing things. Go on Google, look up Shaolin Monk YouTube, and get the videos. These guys are trained from the time they're kids. What can you do? You're 60, you're 65, you're 70. You have no training. Listen, this is the modern world. The beauty of the internet, the beauty of the computer is you can absorb data at an unprecedented rate. And we need to counter what's going on in the world. Do not think if you're 60 or 70 or 80 or 90 that this is beyond you, because it's not. Because we have the technologies to deliver insights into therapies, but we've got to go about it realistically. We've got to separate Madison Avenue from the reality. And the reality is a lot closer to what this Chinese guy's doing. Now, what are those wires? They hit their bones with that. They whack their bones with that. He's not the only guy that whacks his bones. Do not go out and whack your bones with steel. Look at this guy. Picture 30. He's doing the same thing. What are they doing? Well, once you get healthy enough, now here's the point. Picture number 31. Go back and take a look. Once you whack your bones hard enough with the right frequency, you start to stimulate the marrow of the bone. And why do you think you're stimulating it? What do you think they're up to? Why do you think they call it bone marrow qigong? Oh, yeah, you do qigong in the park. Keep doing it. But understand that you have to take health into its upper, more advanced levels over a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. You're on the health journey. You're not on the 2-minute bus ride. You're on the 2-year bus ride. And you've got to take it to the point where you can get healthy enough so that whacking your bones with steel brushes begins to generate that marrow to produce at a more accelerated rate those stem cells. It really works that way. It really, really does. America can no longer afford to look at these traditions all over the world as a bunch of stupid savages. And I'm sorry, we've done it. Our affluence, our indulgence, our technological sophistication, the fact that China, India, Southeast Asia are all here looking for a better life has caused us to do something. It's caused us to think that there's no wisdom in those countries. And this is an example. All of Eastern medicine understood how to stimulate the bone marrow to drop stem cells at an accelerated rate. And our science, et al., the picture, the article I just read to you, we understand it too. Now, what does that mean when you're trying to stop aging, reverse aging? What does it mean when you're told on a bad biopsy from a nephrologist et al. That doesn't really take the time to get the specifics of the biopsy? What does it all mean when you're told it isn't going to work? It's irreversible. It means you're going to go home and keep eating Winchell's donuts and drinking coffee. You figure you'll take the drug and just live out the last 10 years as best you can. I'd rather be dead. If you'd rather be dead, then do that. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. I have a plan for you. And the plan is, I don't heal you, you heal you. I don't treat disease. I ask your body to initiate its mechanisms to heal your problems. And that's really the way it works. Doctors just facilitate, you do the work. If you're willing to do the work, you can go as far as you need to go. I don't care what it is. And all the literature tells us this is true. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This show rocks. Let's keep going. Look, before you get there, you've got to cleanse your kidney. You've got to cleanse your gallbladder. You've got to get flexible. If you're looking to clean out your kidney, picture 32, chanca piedra. That's an herb you should do under supervision. Unless you're very brave. Herbs are there for you, but that's a strong herb. That can really move it through your kidney too fast, so be careful with it. Here's picture 33, Urovin, another great kidney cleaner. It cleans out the stones inside the kidney. You may understand it just to help your bladder. Half the time you're getting bladder infections. Half the time your bladder is irritated. That's just uric acid crystals hitting the epithelium of the bladder and inflaming it. Think about it. Picture 35, Douglas Labs there, Uver Ursi or Bearberry. Wonderful kidney cleanser. If you want to put it all together in a cleanse, picture 36, Dr. Schultz is a wonderful kidney detox. Like the gallbladder, the kidney's got to get cleaned. Like the gallbladder and kidney, the cardiovascular system has to get cleaned. Like all of these organ systems have to get cleaned. And you know what? In the end, then you got a shot at the prize, and that's picture 31. You get into a practice, a physical practice, yoga, qigong, tai chi, kung fu. Whatever it is, get it to the point where you can take health to motion. Health has to go to motion. And then you're talking to your stem cells. 714-850-1007. If this show sounded good to you, 714-850-1007. Bring your problem in, and we'll create a protocol for you that works. If you want to work, it works if you work. And God smiles. God bless you. We'll see you next Saturday.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.